We're going to talk about blind golf now. I'm joined by Roger Cole to talk about an exciting new season and an upcoming tournament, Roger.
Hi, Barry. Yeah, so it's nearing the start of England and Wales's blind golf season, which kicks off this year with the primary club match play, starting on Saturday the 9th of April and continuing till finals day on Tuesday the 12th.
So where's it taking place?
Yeah, so this is all happening at Gordet Loose Golf Club near Droitwich in Worcestershire, a long-used venue for blind golf events and has been supported over many years by the Primary Club, a brilliant cricketers charity that encourages the visually impaired to get into sports. Oh, and I must add, Gordet Loose Golf Club's always been a great help and support for blind golfers, and they just deserve a big thank you too for all that help.
And we'll touch on getting more people involved shortly. But what first made you fall in love with the game of blind golf? What drew you in?
Well, I've been involved with England and Wales blind golf for just over a decade now. And initially, it was just down to a chance viewing by my wife Louise of a blind golfer on the telly thinking of moving down under. Yeah, I must say, I never knew blind golfing existed till then. And I guess from a really low point in my sight loss journey, I got involved with England and Wales blind golf. And well, it changed my life and gave me back some much needed positivity. And I guess a real zest to succeed. Yeah.
Roger, tell us a little bit about blind golf then. How does it differ from golf?
Well, you know, there's very little difference between sighted golfing and blind golf. Yeah, blind golf has essentially a sighted teammate to assist and guide you. And when you actually land in a hazard, for instance, a bunker, we, the blind golfers, are allowed to ground the golf club. And that's it, really. The rules are the same, the equipment is the same, and the scoring's the same too.
And can you also talk about some of the all-round benefits and how people can get involved?
Yeah, like I mentioned, blind golf has a ton of positives to it. It gets you outside in the fresh air while improving your fitness and your stamina. And most importantly, I guess, for many of us losing our sight, a more positive state of well-being. Yeah, you know, positive mental health is very important. Oh, and not forgetting the social side of golf. You know, the friendships you make along the way, especially with your guides, who are definitely 50% of every team. In fact, come to think of it, I can't think of any negatives about getting involved, really. At the end of the day, blind golf is a team sport. Each pairing of golfer and guide work closely together to gain success on both the fairways and the greens. And, well, the rewards for both, both mentally and physically, are substantial and, I got to say, long-lasting. Yeah.
And how do people find out more information?
Well, your first steps would be to contact the brilliant Mr. Andy Guildford, whose email address is secretary.blindgolf@gmail.com. In fact, you could even phone Andy direct on 07885 723 3343. A lot of fur's there. Or even pop along to England and Wales Blind Golf's website. Yep, you can't miss us. Oh, yeah. Or if, in fact, you're north of the border, contact Scottish Blind Golf. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, I guess for the moment, if you're in Worcestershire, just south of Birmingham, between the 9th and the 12th of April, please pop along to Gordet Loose and cheer on these amazing golfers. Well, plus me. In fact, have a chat with them and maybe even sign up to play with us. Guide for us, or even just support us in some small way. You know, there's a lot to find out. Oh, and I must add, we definitely do need more guides, because, you know, without the guides, the golfers can't get on the course. You know, it's sort of a chicken and the egg situation, really. So if you're thinking of guiding, please get in contact. And if you're a visually impaired lady golfer, please come along too. We just need more of you. So please come along and find out more. Oh, and if you miss us at Gordet Loose Golf Club, we'll actually be at Kilworth Springs Golf Club just a few weeks later on Sunday, the 14th of May. So come along to that one too.
Well, best of luck in the Primary Club Match Play Tournament and for the whole season. And before you go, Roger, you must give us a quick plug for Pure 70s and Pure 80s.
Okay, Barry, you can catch me, Roger Cole, with my Pure 80s show Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Fridays at 7 p.m. Plus, if you're just a wee bit more older school, there's my Pure 70s show, which goes out Thursdays at 7 p.m. and Fridays from midday. And all here on RNIB's Connect Radio.
Roger Cole, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, my pleasure, mate. Great to have a chat with you, Barry.